Unscrupulous taxi drivers have plagued the Czech capital for years, charging unsuspecting tourists outrageous amounts of money, taking passengers via the longest possible routes and refusing to produce receipts. Now a Czech firm has offered Prague City Hall a concept for a mobile phone application that could help curb the practice. Ondřej Čihař of Et Netera explains how the virtual meter would work.
The passenger wants Once he enters the taxi cab, he could put the fare rate into the application using the satellite navigation technology, which is inside a telephone. And as the taxi cab is moving, the application is calculating how much should passenger actually pay.
Right, and the shortest distance to wherever they're going.
Yeah, exactly. So he at the beginning he enters the valid taxi fare rate, and once he stops, he just stops the application, and at the end there will be the final amount of money he should pay, and that's the reason why we offered this application to the city hall. At the end, the passenger finds out that the amount of the money he's supposed to pay to the taxi cab is much higher than he found out on his application. He could report this dishonest driver to someone who could do something with those dishonest taxi drivers. So that's the reason why the city hall would be nice if he would be involved.
So the client, the customer, would be in a stronger position to complain, even people who don't know Prague at all, basically.
Exactly. And in your hand, you have the proof that you were cheated, and you can do something with it, not just, say to the taxi cab, well, I think that this is too much. This is nothing. If you just have the feeling that it's too much, you could hardly do something with it. This application will help you, will give you the proof that the taxi driver is cheating.
How much would it cost to develop this application? What exactly are you offering City Hall?
Well, we offered something like a concept, saying that the developing of this application for different platforms, for most of the smartphones like iPhone or Android or Symbian for Nokia. So developing the application for these platforms, plus support for the 4 years, plus some promotional campaign for the tourists, the amount of the money is about 2 million Czech crowns.
And how was that offer received?
It was received like something that is interesting, and that they will think about it. And it's first actually the concept is there at the city hall, is lying for a couple of months, and now it's out in the public, and so we're looking forward to see whether there will be someone who decides whether they want it or not. Because if they don't want it, well, we develop it for ourselves, and we offer it to the market.
Ondřej Čihař of Et Netera explaining the concept for a new mobile phone application that could serve as a weapon against unscrupulous Prague taxi drivers. With the aid of Prague City Hall or a private sponsor, it should take 2 months to develop the application, and downloading it would be free of charge.